Welcome to Pestabytes, a podcast series from the National Pesticide Information Center. These are based on common pesticide questions from people just like you.
This is Sandra, and I'm talking with Carmen about how to protect children from pesticides. Carmen, what pesticides in the home could be harmful to children?
Most people identify bug killers and weed killers as pesticides, but do not recognize that many household products used to clean and disinfect are also pesticides. The most common are bleach and pine oil kitchen or bathroom disinfectants.
What are some dangers to children from these household pesticide products?
Children could confuse pesticide containers with food containers, like a milk jug or a bottle of juice, and make drink from them. Children may also pull unattended containers down from counters onto themselves, getting the pesticide on their skin or in their eyes.
Why are children more susceptible to pesticides than adults?
Children are smaller than adults, and their bodies are still developing. Also, children are very curious and like to explore, creating more opportunity for exposure.
How can parents protect their children?
Make sure the containers are always closed tightly, even if you're planning to use them again shortly. Always keep products out of the reach of children. Try inspecting areas from a child's view to spot potential dangers. Pesticides should be stored separately from any food, and consider using safety latches where pesticides are kept. Also, pesticides should remain in their original containers. Never transfer pesticides into containers that children could mistake for food or drink.
Anything else?
Parents could also teach their children never to touch pesticides or household products.
Thank you, Carmen.
You're welcome.
If you have questions about pesticides, please call us at 1-800-858-7378 or visit us on the web at npic.orst.edu. Pestabytes is brought to you by the National Pesticide Information Center, a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the Environmental Protection Agency. These are produced in collaboration with OSU's Environmental Health Sciences Center, funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences.